thanks to the film Julie and Julia, we all know the story of somebody cooking their way through Julia Child's Mastering the Art of French Cooking. Well, what that book is for French cooking, Cocina Criolla is for Puerto Rican. Von Diaz is a journalist and multimedia producer working on issues of immigration, women, and food for the New School's journalism project. It's called Feet in Two Worlds. She's decided to cook her way through that Puerto Rican classic with her mother and grandmother at her side. Our correspondent Melissa Clark met up with Von in New York City.
Hey, Von, so nice to have you here.
Thank you so much.
So how did this Cocina Criolla project start?
So it started a couple years ago when I ended up with my grandmother's 1964 copy of the book. And so Cocina Criolla is described often as the joy of cooking of Puerto Rico. It's a book that lives on every Puerto Rican's cookshelf. I mean, I haven't gone to every Puerto Rican's cookshelf, but, you know, everyone I know has it. And I started looking through the book and seeing her handwriting and looking at the pages that she dog-eared, and it really spoke to me, and it really reminded me of these incredible summers and holidays that I spent with her on the island. So the project really started as this kind of sentimental homage to my grandmother, who I call Tata, who was recently diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And she was an incredible cook. I mean, she was everyone's favorite cook. And she can't cook anymore. So in a lot of ways, it just started as me paying tribute to her and also exploring those recipes. But as soon as I dove into the actual recipes and started making things like beef tongue and, you know, whole turkeys swaddled in lard cloth, it then became a project that was so much about culture and identity and understanding the history of an island's cuisine that's fiercely underexplored.
Now, you're Puerto Rican by heritage. Did you grow up there?
I was born in Puerto Rico, but my family moved to Atlanta when I was about 5.
When you were growing up, other than being in Puerto Rico, did you run across other Puerto Ricans in your life, or did you feel isolated?
I felt incredibly isolated from Puerto Rican culture. I felt Puerto Rican. I felt connected to the island. But I grew up in the South eating grits and bacon. I'm a terrible salsa dancer. I am way more likely to listen to hip hop than I am to Latino music. And in school, I mean, I can remember one, maybe two Puerto Ricans the entire time I was in public school, except for, you know, sort of our family friends. And then in college, there was one Puerto Rican who I became really good friends with. But yeah, no, I mean, at the time, there wasn't a Puerto Rican community in Atlanta.
So, Von, your mom also got involved in the project. How did the whole three-generation thing happen?
When we moved to Atlanta, my mom made Puerto Rican food, but she's a really, I would describe her as a health nut. I mean, she eats mostly salads. She doesn't like pork. She doesn't like beef. She eats mostly vegetarian food. And so when she would make Puerto Rican food for me, it was very light. And I think that in a lot of ways, she stopped making Puerto Rican food because she couldn't figure out how to lighten it up. And so we ended up eating a lot of, I don't know, American food, baked chicken with vegetables and salads. And so then when it came to my hands, I feel like I'm merging the two people. I really want to stick to these traditional techniques and recipes and ingredients, but try to make them more palatable, try to make them lighter and fresher, because I also like to eat lighter food.
So it's a way of bridging your mom and your grandmother. You're kind of in the middle there.
Yeah, I'm definitely bridging their two ways of eating, their two ways of cooking.
So what are some of the dishes that your grandmother used to cook that you've been cooking when you've been going through the cookbook?
One of the dishes that I make really often is picadillo. It's ground meat that's seasoned with sofrito, and often olives and raisins are added. And definitely a bridge that's there is my grandmother used to make it with beef. My mother made it with ground turkey. I make it with pork and beef. And it's typically used as a filling. So most people have had empanadas or other deep fried fritters that are filled with beef. And so it's usually used as a filling, but my grandmother used to keep it on hand like other people keep lunch meat. You know, it was always in the fridge in a little container, and sometimes I would just scoop it out and eat it or like heat some up on a plate. And so I make that pretty often, and I find that I often have containers of it in my own freezer that I'll just pull out, you know, when I'm looking for something to eat.
So, Von, what's it like cooking with your grandmother now?
Cooking with Tata is so different now than it was when I was 10 years old in Puerto Rico, which is when she really started to teach me some things that I still use now. she doesn't remember recipes, even the most basic thing. For example, you know, most dishes will have an adobo, which is just the most basic seasoning, garlic, olive oil. And when we cooked chicharrón de pollo together, she thought that it had recao in it, which is culantro, or a particular kind of herb that never, ever, ever goes in a sofrito. And she was really insistent that it should be in there. And so I had to sort of coax her out of believing this memory that wasn't there. So it's complicated because she really loves to cook. And for whatever reason, she loves my food and she loves anything that I cook for her. And so on the one hand, it's really fun because I see her sort of reactivated into this space that she lived in for so long. But I also see her get really confused and I have to help her just feel okay with the fact that we're doing something different and we're doing something new and it's going to taste really good at the end. And then we all sit down together and we eat it and she just loves to eat.
Vaughn, it's been so great talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you. It's been great to be here.
Take a look at Vaughn Diaz's videos and get a copy of the recipe they cooked together, Chicharrones de Pollo, at splendidtable.org.